Chapter 3. Balance Sheet. Exercises. Listening. Passage 1. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words. Assets are those economic resources of a business entity that can be expressed in monetary terms. The economic resources are future economic benefits that come in many forms, such as cash, inventories, and equipment. Assets not only represent tangible economic resources such as inventories, buildings, and trucks, but also intangible economic resources such as patent rights and copyrights to a text. Assets can be created by contract or acquisition of property rights, and yet they may not be visible to the human eye. All assets, however, have a common characteristic in that they represent probable future economic benefits to the company. Assets are customarily divided into two categories for presentation on the balance sheet: current assets and long-term assets. Current assets are cash and those assets that the business entity expects to convert into cash or consume during 1 year or the normal operating cycle of the business. Long-term assets are relatively long-lived assets and may be further classified into long-term investment, fixed assets, and intangible assets. Passage 2. Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks with appropriate words and phrases. Liabilities are the obligations or debts that the business entity must pay at some time in the future. A business entity frequently finds it desirable to borrow money as a means of supplementing the funds invested by the owner, thus enabling the business to expand more rapidly. The borrowed funds may, for example, be used to buy merchandise, which can be sold at a profit to the firm's customers. Or the borrowed money might be used to buy new and more efficient machinery, thus enabling the firm to turn out a larger volume of products at lower cost. When a business borrows money for any reason, a liability is incurred, and the lender becomes a creditor of the business. Liabilities include any probable obligation that the company has incurred as a consequence of its past activities. All liabilities have a common characteristic. They represent probable future economic sacrifices by the firm. There are two categories of liabilities: current liabilities and long-term liabilities. Current liabilities are those obligations that a company expects to liquidate within the normal operating cycle, or 1 year. Examples of current liabilities may include notes payable, accounts payable, wages payable, dividends payable, estimated or accrued liabilities, and the portion of long-term debt within a year. Long-term liabilities are obligations that a business entity does not reasonably expect to liquidate within the normal operating cycle or 1 year. Long-term liabilities include loans, bonds payable, long-term notes, etc. If a portion of the long-term debt is due within the next year, it should be removed from the long-term debt classification and shown under current liabilities. Passage 3. First listening. Choose the best answer for each question based on the passage you will hear. When someone, whether a creditor or investor, asks you how your company is doing, you'll want to have the answer ready and documented. The way to show off the success of your company is a balance sheet. A balance sheet is a documented report of your company's assets and obligations, as well as the residual ownership claims against your equity at any given point in time. It is a cumulative record that reflects the results of all recorded accounting transactions since your enterprise was formed. You need a balance sheet to specifically know what your company's net worth is on any given date. With a properly prepared balance sheet, you can look at a balance sheet at the end of each accounting period and know if your business has more or less value, if your debts are higher or lower, and if your working capital is higher or lower. By analyzing your balance sheet, investors, creditors, and others can assess your ability to meet short-term obligations and solvency, as well as your ability to pay all current and long-term debts as they come due. The balance sheet also shows the composition of assets and liabilities, the relative proportions of debt and equity financing, and the amount of earnings that you have had to retain. Collectively, this information will be used by external parties to help assess your company's financial status, which is required by both lending institutions and investors before they will allot any money toward your business. You, of course, want to know about the progress of your enterprise and what's happening to your livelihood. However, many people and organizations are interested in the financial affairs of your company, whether you want them to be or not. They include bankers, current investors, potential investors, company management, suppliers, some customers, competitors, government agencies, and labor unions. The bankers want to determine whether or not your company qualifies for additional credit or loans, and whether you will be able to pay them when they ask. Potential investors are looking for a solid company to bet their money on, and they want financial information to help them make a sound decision. Your management group also requires detailed financial data, and the labor unions will want to know your employees are getting a fair share of your business earnings. Second listening. Fill in the blanks with appropriate words. Third listening. Complete the following sentences.